What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Genre Banter podcast. This is what would have normally been a bonus podcast for the Patreon listeners. This week, I did a swap cast with Aaron McCann. And I thought it was a good chat, and I think it's something that should be put up on my regular uploads, on my regular, you know, iTunes, RSS feed, and YouTube and stuff like that, accompanied by video. So if you're a Patreon person, hopefully you're okay with this one, just because of the nature of the world right now, and everyone's talking about Black Lives Matter, and it's a very heated time. That's kind of what we focused on in the chat, and I just thought it'd be a good one that would normally be a Patreon exclusive, just to put it out, just for a bit of awareness or whatever, if it helped at all. I don't know. It was basically just two fucking white dudes, one with a real fat head, trying to talk about racism for a while. Which is, you know, again, you don't know whether it's good or not, but I think at the minute, any sort of awareness or bringing it into people's sort of, you know, front of their attention, it all helps, basically. Every little helps, Tesco's. So yeah, I'll talk here for a second and then we will slide into the conversation that I had with Aaron McCann. Now, We're in the age of Zoom, you know, no one's allowed to fucking talk to each other in person. So we basically recorded each end of the conversation on our Zooms. And I pieced it together afterwards. So it's as good as it's gonna be. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot better than a Zoom call. There is a wee bit of peaking sometimes because I was too close to the microphone, I was giving it all that shit. But I'm sure you can get over that. It only happens a few times. And it's better than someone's Zoom call just going and cracking all the fucking time. But I'll tell you what is very fucking strange. Obviously, we discussed, you know, just flicking through Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and seeing, like, just the mayhem that's happening in America off the back of the George Floyd murder. The police officers are now all fucking have been taken in, and our boy Derek Chauvin or whatever the fuck his name is getting charged with second degree murder, which, you know, is about right. But we talk a lot about that, and we're talking about, like, white privilege and talking about, you know, how it's very different for black people, how they just get stopped and searched in America and probably in the UK too. And we also touch on the fact that, like, it's easy for people who are fans of black culture, like me and him, to be like, yeah, I'm not racist, but you know, you're not around racism that much in Northern Ireland. Obviously, there are cases of racism, not just against black people, against loads of different minorities in Northern Ireland. But for the most part, neither of us have really witnessed it. So we're chatting about that. But I'll tell you what's absolutely hysterical is the fact that we talked about, you know, white privilege and stuff, and it's one of them things you don't realize you really have it because you're just carrying on with your life, and then, you know, you read more stuff, you learn more stuff, you see these things happening in America where, like, you know, someone gets pulled over because they're fucking, someone thinks their tail light's out, and then there's a fucking gunfight out of nowhere because the guy's reaching for his wallet, and they think he's reaching for a gun, and they shoot him, and then they find out the fucking, you know, the fucking brake light or whatever wasn't even out. They're like, oh, well, I just pulled the guy over, shot him dead for a light that I thought was out, for fuck's sake. And ironically, just to fucking really just illustrate, you know, just fucking make it very obvious for me, almost like a bit of a life lesson, I had to take my wife to the hospital this morning. And on the way home, you know, we drove up early. We're keen to get home. And in Belfast, I was coming out, it was like two lanes coming out of Belfast. And I was in the right-hand lane. And I was like, right, I'm going to get past this car and get in the left-hand lane here before the traffic turns right down there. So I put the foot down a wee bit. And Maureen went, oh, you're going too fast in this area. And sure enough, you couldn't ride it. There's a fucking police car at the bottom of the road with the goddamn hairdryer, like, speed testing people. Clink. Guy walks in the middle of the road and waves me over to the side. And she goes, Colin, I fucking told you. And it's hilarious just coming off the back of that conversation. I mean, moral of the story was, or make a long story short, I got 3 points. Yes. And I should have went, bro, how many points do I need to win? You know, I should have said that. It was funny. But the car pulled over and straight away the guy knew who it was. He was like, oh, Colin Geddes. And I was like, mm-hmm. Do you know what speed you're supposed to be doing this road? Whatever, lower than what I was doing? And he goes, yeah, you're going way too fast and we're going to have to give you a fucking 3 points and a fine. And I was like, great. But the funny thing is, after talking about all this police brutality and black people in America having to go walk around, you know, in fear, and every fucking police stop is just a flip of the coin if you're going to fucking live or die. I got waved over by that policeman today. I didn't give a fuck. And I was aware of it in the moment. I was like, I'm pulling over. I almost consciously had to like not be as jokey as I'd want to be. Be like, right, if you've been driving like a dickhead, just fucking sit here and take the fucking ticket or whatever he's going to give you. But I was literally just sitting there thinking like, isn't it a me? And it was hilarious because my wallet was in, I was wearing shorts. So I put I would come out of a coffee shop, put the wallet in my fucking like little pouch on the hoodie. And as I got in the car, it fell out down the side of the seat. So he's like, can I see your license? And I went, where's my wallet? And then it looked like I was going, oh, it's down here, digging down the side. And he's like, oh yeah, good job, you're reaching down there for your wallet or something. And I was like, yeah, I know. And we laughed. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because if you were anywhere else in the world, because I took too long to get my wallet, you'd have fucking shot me probably. Or fucking pulled a gun out or something. But it was illustrated, it was very blatant at the time. I was just like, I don't give a shit about this. He's got a gun and all that. I don't feel threatened at all. He's not going to, you know, I barely give a shit. You know, I was speeding. I was in the wrong. I had definitely done wrong. And I still didn't care. And I was like, there's some white privilege for you. Act like a cock, get punished for acting like a cock, and still continue to act like a cock after it. And in no danger whatsoever. Putting other people in danger, and I still didn't care. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it just made me think at the time. I was like, this, if you were anywhere else in the world, mainly America, and you were a different fucking skin color, you would have had to be on your fucking best behavior there. And you probably would have got the whole question, is this your car? Whose car? You know, where are you going? Where are you coming from? There was none of that. It was basically just, you were going too fast. So yeah, been thinking a lot about that. I'm a white priv over here. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what else to say. We'll fucking, we'll segue smoothly into this podcast that I recorded last night with Aaron McCann live from lockdown. We talk about all sorts of, we talk about Black Lives Matter, riots, George Floyd, COVID. We talk about that and how it has been instantly forgotten about, and then it slowly just merges into us having a bit of a catch up. But yeah, content, it's lockdown, enjoy it. Remember, if you're in any way protesting, just to stay fucking very safe, because everyone kind of did forget that there was a pandemic floating about casually at the same time. So enjoy the chat I had with Aaron McCann. It was a swapcast, so it's also available on his iTunes and stuff like that. I'll put the video up on YouTube and stuff. So enjoy it, guys. Once again, take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Okay. Big kisses. While I have you, tickets are still on sale for the SSA Arena gig next year. I sort of pulled back on promoting it because, you know, you got to be fucking a bit sensitive at these times. You can't have everyone scrolling through fucking Instagram and it's all black squares, and then right in the middle of it is me going, go to my Odyssey show. But the tickets are still on sale. There's merch at colingettis.com. We're getting low on stuff. I'm basically going to get rid of this, then I'm going to look into some drop shipping options so that things are just available quickly and readily available all year round. So there are some camo t-shirts. There's lots of water bottles and stuff like that. Aluminium reusable water bottles. Save the fucking planet, guys. But yeah, cheers for listening. And patreon.com for more bonus podcasts. We'll get the Sunday Q&A up on Sunday, obviously. And yeah, enjoy the podcast with Aaron. Take her easy, guys.
So whose podcast is this?
Well, just what's the term whenever you want to use both of them? A swapcast?
A swapcast. I think what you have to do then is each person records like a little pre-bit in post to be like, this is a swapcast type thing.
Nah, fuck that.
But then again, we're recording the video, so I might just put it online for the crack, you know what I mean?
Post? Doesn't sound good to me. I'll leave that one behind.
In post, yeah. Post Malone, are you talking? So where do you want to start, Aaron? You said to me you wanted to do a podcast, but you were scared to do it at the minute because you didn't want to talk about Black Lives Matter.
Not even scared to do it. It's just like, how the fuck do you... You obviously can't avoid it because it's like that's all that anyone's talking about right now, obviously, for good reason as well. But like, why the fuck... How the fuck can someone from OMA go on and like confidently speak about black issues? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're stuck in this weird place of, you know, everybody's like, you gotta speak up. You know, silence is a fucking is basically being pro-racist and all this here sort of stuff. But sometimes you need a second, don't you?
Absolutely.
Sometimes you need a second to take it in. And what I've noticed is, like you made that point, you're in OMA, you know, there's a lot of people in this country already where it's like you're showing support and then it's being policed by white people.
Yeah.
Going like, you're not showing support correctly.
Yeah.
And you're sort of going like, what is this not white privilege for a white person to be, their job now is going around other white people and going, I'm a better, you know, pro-racial awareness person than you because I did it better. And you're going, way to turn the tables on yourself again, fucking white person in Belfast who doesn't know any black people.
That's the problem with any sort of activism online, is that it very quickly turns into like a pissing contest of, I cared about this issue ages ago, or I did this bit, or I donated this money, or it's like it turns into like a competition of like who's the best person. Whereas like at the end of the day, if you're showing solidarity in the issue,
solidarity.
again, here, how the fuck am I going to speak on black issues when I can't even say that?
Yeah, you're like Martin Luther King, bro. profound as fuck. Listen, I'm showing solder and irons for all the black folk out there. You know, it's fucking, but it is tough. And you know, you see, I mean, it's just, it, like you talk about a pissing contest, it goes mental then, because people start going like, I'm from West Belfast, you want fucking police brutality? What about this that happened over here? And what did I say? And someone's like, so why, you know, this happened in my neighborhood, so why the fuck would I give a shit about some black in America?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and you're like, well, first of all, don't say some black, you fucking lunatic. But as soon as you start comparing, you can do that all day.
Of course you can.
You can do, you know, people always do that. People are always like, could have been worse. I know this is happening over here, but no one seems to give a shit about this bullshit in fucking Yemen. Or, you know, it's just, the thing just pinballs around. You could, where does it stop? It could just go all fucking
well
day.
People like that are, as my ma would say, thick cunts, and not even like the stupid type. It's just like they want to be contrarian.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Everyone thinks they have to play fucking devil's advocate just to be smart.
Yeah.
All the time, you know, like you're just being a cock for the sake of it, and you're going, yeah. You know, this Black Lives Matter thing seems to be like, you know, the fucking spring clean of your bedroom that America's been putting off for fucking hundreds of years, and now they're like, right, all right then, You know, like the government and whoever else is like, right, okay, that's enough black people killed,
yeah,
by cops needlessly.
But it also that does go to show as well, is that like all this shit is working, but it's like it has to be to a point where it's like everyone is raising awareness, everyone's helping out whatever way they can. But when it turns to like I've seen people take aim at like ways that people are helping out, or like,
yeah,
you know, they're posting like the All Lives Matter thing and stuff like that. And it's like, if you're not talking right now about just like helping out or like trying to raise awareness or like trying to help out the issue, if instead you're like, oh, well, you're not doing this right, or you're fucking this up, then you're blind, yeah, to the cause as well. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's definitely people that are like the fucking chief mourners who are like commenting under everybody's post, like, oh, you're not doing this correctly, or, you know, whatever. But what happens is with these online things, and it works in a good and a bad way, like, I put that black square up and I took it down about an hour
later. Same, I took mine down too.
Because I didn't mean it, and it doesn't mean that I don't absolutely support everything that's going on right now, but I did that knee-jerk thing where I put it up because everyone was putting it up.
Same.
And I didn't mean anything by it. It was only because other people were doing it. I was like, yeah, I'll put this up. And then I took it away and I was like, if I'm going to do something, I should actually just fucking do something. On the other side of that, people are just posting the black square and being like, pat themselves in the back. It's the ice bucket challenge round 10.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like people would do the ice bucket challenge for the fucking likes.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't even know what it was for. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Didn't even know that, like, they don't even really call that fucking disease ALS over here.
It's like, you know,
they call it fucking motor neurons disease.
Yeah. I mean, I did an ice bucket challenge. But like,
well, of course.
It's,
what size of fucking bucket was that? You got a weird head?
No, but again, it's like, well, I don't think it's like the ALS bucket challenge, because it's like, that was actually, people were doing the video and then like donating. Well, there's like, if you weren't actually donating, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But this is like, there's no real, like,
but
there's no, like, people can just post that black square and then be like, all right, that's me done for the day.
Yeah. And especially in fucking Northern Ireland, where, let's face it, there aren't a great deal of fucking minorities in general.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Compared, you know, the diversity is fucking, is not great. And we've experienced that in fucking comedy, where people are like, where's the diversity?
Yeah, I like, though.
But it's just, it's
the people that are,
it's
like,
just what's happening.
They're like, you know, talking about educating yourselves and stuff like that there, which I think is absolutely true. Because even there, like, I rang up my friend Desiree, and she was telling me, yeah, like, just some of the thing, like, to the, because we talked about it before.
You've got a fucking hotline to the hood.
Oh, it's, she's hilarious. Like, Desiree, whenever I was in that house, we always used to make, because, like, you're in a pretty fucking real left liberal kind of part of LA, and she was like always going to me like, these fucking white people. Like, she was funny as fuck. But like, me and her were at the stage where like we could make like jokes revolving around race at each other.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like she'd walk in and like see me at like a wine and cheese night that we had in the house, Sige, and she'd see me eating a cracker and be like, oh my god, a cracker eating a cracker. And then, like, a few days later, she'd ask me, why do white people tie their shoelaces so tight? I'd be like, well, it's because, yeah, we're scared that you fuckers are going to steal them.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, like, I feel like that's the ultimate thing with, like, comedy and shit like that, is that me and her get on like that, and that's a real, like, friendship that we have built there, to where we can do that kind of shit. But other people on the outside might look and go, oh, no, this is too much. This is fucked up. This is, you know.
Yes, but racism is not funny. But racial humor is
hilarious.
Because, you know, most jokes are funny because they're inappropriate.
Well, it's the intent behind it as well.
Of course.
As with everything.
Of course. And yeah, you can obviously joke around with your fucking friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
But
do you know, like, if I was doing a fucking interview with someone like this right now, like who was on the radio, and I didn't know them, I wouldn't be slagging, you know, how fucking fat their head was, like, straight away. I'd let it simmer for a couple of minutes. By the way, why are you drinking the smallest tin of all time?
Sir, what
the
fuck my ma buys these. Like my ma buys these Diet Cokes, and I've just accepted it, but at the start, fuming.
I thought it was just because it was you holding it beside your head, but.
Because, right, so here, the reason why mum got this, right, is because dad never finishes an actual can of Coke. Right. So we've had to buy these, like, special boy, like, thirst quenchers for him.
Shout out to the National Trust, man. Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about? So, I don't know, obviously there's, you have to talk about this, and I'll tell you what, I've never seen a global pandemic more quickly forgotten about in my fucking life.
Oh, crazy.
But start at the start. Did you see that actual video of your guy George Floyd being, like,
unfortunately,
arrested?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's some nightmares that you need to give yourself sometimes, but, like, I just couldn't help think, like, where my brain went straight away was, because I've done a bit of jiu-jitsu in the past, and I'm a big MMA fan, and you're aware of, and I booked him, you're aware of, like, grappling and whatever, just how, like, you know, how little it takes to, like, first of all, like, if you choked someone, how quickly they would go out, and then how much damage you can do every fucking second that, like, that's being applied.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was just straight fucking cold-blooded murder. Like, it was, like, what was it, like, 8 minutes or some shit? He had his knee resting right on his neck.
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal. And, like, there was, obviously, like, there's been so many fucking murders like that. But I was thinking, like, it's amazing how even the one before that, which was that guy Ahmaud Arbery or whatever, mm-hmm. the guy was running and got shot. That one didn't seem as brutal, which is, I can't even believe him saying it like that, but, like, it didn't seem as brutal because it was, like, weird footage and it was far away, and even though he got shot, and it was still horrendous. But this one was just, like, it was so fucking, like, it might as well have been someone, like, on an electric chair.
Yeah.
You know, and you're watching it through the, you're just watching a person, like, just the fucking life leave their body.
It was, like, the fact that you could see the guy, like, horrifying. Screaming and shit and, like literally calling out for help, and all that was being done was, like, it being videoed or being watched, like, it was fucking terrifying.
But it's just, like, you know, it's just, like, how the fuck can that guy is obviously a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, when you read the rap sheet of things that he's already been accused of, or things that he was, like, under investigation. Did you hear that?
What was that?
Did you hear
for the, like, fake $20 bill or some shit?
No. The actual cop. The
oh, right, okay,
he's,
no.
He's been... Hold on there, see if I can find this here, because I had a screenshot. So, like, the same dude... So, the restraint technique used by... What's his name? Chauvin or something? Isn't taught by the police department. It said that he's being represented by Tom Kelly, the same attorney who got Geronimo Yanez off for murdering that guy, or who was it, Philando Castile? I don't know if that's a man or a woman. Didn't research it. He was put on leave in 2011 for inappropriate shooting of Alaskan native Leroy Martinez. He shot Ira Latrell Toles, an unarmed black 21-year-old man, in 2008. He was one of the officers who murdered Wayne Reyes, a Latino man with 16 bullets forced into his body with a total of 42 rounds shot off.
Jesus Christ.
What was it? He chased a car in 2005 causing the death of 3 people, according to Communities Against Police Brutality. And there are 12 brutality complaints out against them that are all listed as closed and non-public and with no discipline.
Mental.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's the, like, they're the ones that made the fucking papers. Like, so, like, how many other things did this fucking lunatic do? It must have just been, like, routine. You're like, oh, your man Derek's a fucking savage as a cop. You know what I mean?
It's mental.
Takes no prisoners.
It's absolutely mental. And, like, even the past few days, all I've seen on Twitter is, like, a new video of police. And they're, like, just like beating the fuck out of protesters, and you're just like, you know, you can't even, it gets to the point where you're seeing videos and you're like, right, literally nothing was done there to provoke that, so how the fuck often is shit like that happening? It's mental. Like,
it just, I mean, it would give you fucking, I mean, it's so funny that, like, police brutality and police brutality towards black people is in the limelight right now. And they've got worse.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen? How can you go, like, right, this fucking police brutality is getting out of hand, and the next thing you see, you know, them tear gassing a guy who's in the car with his pregnant wife, or you see police, like, walking down the street pushing. Do you see the one with the old man at the bus
stop? Yeah.
They shoved them over. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
It's mental. It's fucking, it's literally insane. Like,
well, like, what are you trying to fucking prove? Or, like, I saw a guy running, carrying this dude. The guy doing the carrying was this fucking giant dude. He's carrying this other fella, and he'd been shot in the face with a rubber bullet, which is such, I mean, like, just shoot people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what do you, like, I think I was talking about this in the podcast. I was like, if you get shot in the face with an actual bullet, it might just go through your cheek and out the other side.
Yeah.
And a fucking rubber bullet will just demolish your face.
Yeah, it's fucking,
you know what I mean? And you might live.
It's fucking,
I mean, there's argument about, like, you know, oh, police in England and all in certain places don't have guns. What a joke. But, like, it's a bit of an equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of fucking, you know, oh, maybe we don't fucking just run in here head first and start a row.
Yeah.
Which is what American cops seem to do. It's just like, let's go straight in here. Fuck shit up. Everything's inflammatory. You can't, there probably isn't a normal arrest of a black person ever, even if they have committed a crime, because you know it's just going to kick off into, like, well, basically, it seems like any black person is taking their fucking life in their hands every time.
Yeah.
They go near a cop. It's like, flip the coin.
Yeah, I know people that have talked about, like literally coming home from work and, or, like, at a park with mates and getting routinely searched. Like, just, like, randomly searched for no reason. And then, like, you know, they're just like, what the fuck was that for? And they're obviously just going for black people. Like, it's insane.
Totally. I mean, I've read all sorts of shit online. Like, it was an English guy, and he's like, you know, talk about racism. Like, me and my five mates having to split up into groups of two to get into a club because they just wouldn't let 6 black guys in by themselves. And then he's like, and all the fucking white lads get in and droves of fucking 12, their pockets full of fucking ket.
Like, it's fucking, it's mad. Like, but when you look at some shit too with that, it's like, it's almost like Desiree was saying, she's like, the game is fucking rigged. Like, she's like, from the get-go in black neighborhoods, predominantly black neighborhoods in America, like, those areas themselves, like, they're miles away from, like, a decent fucking supermarket. The meat quality's bad. Like, there's a fucking place selling booze in every corner, cheaper than food. Yeah. Like, it's like, you actually have to, it's just, your existence is 10 times tougher just from the color of your skin for everything, not just police brutality. It's fucking, it goes deep. Like,
oh yeah, sure. There's that famous clip on Joe Rogan where he's talking to the guy about, like, the guy was an ex-cop, and he's like, there are literally, like, legal papers from the council or whatever, where it's like, black people weren't allowed to buy houses in this area, even if they had the money. You know, it was like, you're not allowed to actually purchase a house over this side of town. You're like, it's fucking nuts. But isn't it so weird to, like, wrap your head around because there's, you know, me and you definitely, you're influenced a lot by a lot of black things.
Oh yeah, do you
know,
completely.
A lot of black comedians, all black music, you know, whatever. But yet you live in a country where there aren't an awful lot of black people in general.
Yeah.
So you're not racist, but you don't live in a fucking, in a diverse country.
Well, that's the thing.
Where you would even come across it.
That's the thing. Is
like, do you know what I'm saying?
I'd never even like, and you just wouldn't comprehend or compute anything. And then it's like you speak to someone. That's why people say, like, you know, knowledge is in travel and all that shit, is because you actually get to speak to people from different cultures worldwide and, like, find out what it's been like for them just to exist as a fucking human being. Like, it's mental.
And I know, like, I'm not saying there isn't fucking racial attacks, because, you know, someone said something like, oh, we live in Ireland, there isn't much racism. And then there was just this fucking list of, like, obviously not just against black people, it was all fucking Muslim hate crimes. And
it happens all, all over. It's like it's same up here in Northern Ireland too, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's everywhere, like.
Yeah, but it is weird, and I think that's why I took that black square down. I was like, it's like, what the what, you know, other than fucking like give money, and there needs to be like a bit of a sit back and drink it all in. You know, it is one of those like opportunities to learn a lot more.
Absolutely.
I don't, like, want to jump on.
Absolutely. Like, even with the square thing, as you said, I was actually the exact same as you, where it was like woke up at like 3 o'clock, turned on my phone, seen just the fucking, just everything, every post was a black square. And again, you join, you like join in it. You're like, right, I'm for this too. Like, I'm fucking with the cause, whatever. And then you learn, sure, them fucking black squares are clogging out all the actual information for people to learn about what's actually going on in the first place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta fucking, you gotta keep your eyes open, like, and fucking actually research it before you put it up. Yeah.
And you're also like, who the fuck started this shit? Because, you know, it doesn't take a lot of, it doesn't take a fucking genius to, you know, for like someone in the government to be like, it'd be cool if people just kind of shut up for a day. So we'll start this thing, Blackout Tuesday, and no one says anything. As if you're like, you know, depriving the world of your fucking shitty fucking photos anyway. Yeah. But all that happens is the whole timeline's black, apart from sponsored ads. Like, if you were a real cynical bastard, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, now's the time to sponsor my fucking, you know, tickets for the SSE, because it's just black, 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 and then an ad for trainers, and then black, black, black. You know, it's like on the day where everyone should be fucking speaking out, everyone's being quiet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's fucking mad.
Yeah, you kind of gotta go in the middle of it too, in terms of both ends of the spectrum are staying informed and then like frying your head because you're taking in far too much at the one time.
Yeah, well, definitely, like, yeah, I mean, you have to narrow it down a wee bit. Like, you have to give yourself like an hour and just leave. I mean, you do start to lose your shit a wee bit. I did a workout the other day and I was like, I'm furious right now. Listening to Rage Against the Machine, they're putting a barbell through the floor.
How much of a trip was it watching like Fairfax and shit like that? And I was like, fuck me, like that's my favorite street in the world. And you're just like, yeah. It's just so surreal to have walked down there and like been in them bus, like even around two, like the lads in there are fucking such good guys. And I feel like they just kind of got caught up in this of like, you know, the shop's been fucking looted and all the rare shit that they had on for sale and stuff like that, so all gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll survive it after that, but it's you know, it's mad that, like, the big corporations obviously are getting trashed and you're like, well, who gives a fuck about a Target getting whacked up, like, but when it comes to, like, small owned businesses like that, you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, it's hard to see, and then it's, you know, you read a lot of stuff where people are like, you know, don't be sitting there in your fucking privileged position, you know, giving off about people looting.
Yeah.
But then there are people with it. I seen a guy that was arrested and they were like, why are we out here? And he goes, just to be honest, a black guy, like, and he goes, just to be honest, man, just out here to get money.
Yeah.
And he goes, was it anything to do with what happened in Minnesota? And he goes, a wee bit, but not really. I'm mainly just trying to get money.
Oh, yeah. There's videos of fucking, like, black people stopping white people from looting and graffiti tagging and shit like that, being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I've seen there was a speech from a cop. I think the guy was, like, Hispanic of some sort. And he was like, this isn't like black people starting this shit. He goes, this is white kids and their skateboards, like, smashing windows in and everything. Yeah. And people are just looking for a reason to do that. But some of it just seems like, you know, it's weird to say it's senseless when there was a guy fucking killed and whatever. But some of it you're like, are you protesting or do you just want new vans?
Well, I think it comes with everything is like any sort of statement that's a generalization, I can never sit with and be like, oh yeah, that sounds true. So like, not all the protesters are there for the right reasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just going to be some people sure. are opportunistic and say, oh, well, this is a fucking good chance for me to get a pair of Jordans or something. Do you know what I mean? Or a pair of Vans.
I seen, it was actually, it was a Trump tweet and it said, anarchists, I see you. It was, Dave posted it. Dave posted it into the group there shortly after. But like the guy was just this fucking wee arty looking nerd, white guy, running about going like, okay, there's two picnic benches up here, we're gonna set them on fire. But you know, like, he was a stage manager of like, yes, this is my moment. I listen to punk music and I'm a mad wee anarchist bastard and now's my time to shine. I really know how to block a road here. And you're like, what are you doing, you fucking insignificant wee bitch, go home.
Yeah, I seen something similar to that where it was like, this fella must have been like a live streamer or something, like just walks around, fucking records himself all day, and he went to one of the protests and he was like, they were all walking against the car and he goes, let's all flip the car over. And this guy turned around and goes, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he screamed in the middle of the crowd, like, this guy's trying to start shit. And everyone turned around like as if to beat the fuck out of him. He just started sprinting.
Yeah. Well, again, you're just, you know, I mean, I almost agree with, like, you know, maybe they got some fucking monument in your town that is a bit of history from, like, you know, some civil war, and you're like, fuck this, I'm ripping this down.
Yeah.
I get all that. I mean, we're probably focusing on the wrong thing when you're talking about the looting going on, but, like, because that's backfiring now too. You know, it is America and people do have guns and people think they're joining in with the Black Lives Matter thing by smashing someone's fucking shop front and the guy has two AR-15s in it and he's just like, oh shit, drop my mic. You know what I mean? And people are protecting their own shit now.
Yeah.
And it's because it's not, you know, people are literally getting killed because they're trying to protect their own stuff from being stolen. Because, you know what I mean? It's so messy.
It's like, the most fucked up thing I seen was, it was just by chance, actually. Someone had tweeted, like, a link to, like, live at the protest, something. It was, like, Fox News. Clicked on it, and they were interviewing, like, this woman and her two sons, I think. And they were standing at this shop, and they were like, you know, we obviously respect and appreciate the Black Lives Matter movement, we're obviously a part of it and we were at the protest yesterday, but today we're standing in front of this shop. And she's like talking, she's like, this man that owns this shop was giving fucking me nappies for free when I couldn't afford them, and she's like, so we're making sure nobody's looting the shop. And then literally they're standing there and there's three fellas that come over and this woman's like shouting at them, being like, get the fuck away from here, get the fuck away from here. And then the police drive past, see her shouting, and then pin her up against the wall.
Yeah.
I was like, what the actual? And they caught it all on the news from start to finish.
Yeah. Yeah, did I screenshot this earlier? Yeah, someone was like, it was a headline and it was like, woman tries to draw attention or tries to get attention of cops. you know, because someone's looting a shop or whatever, and they arrest her. And some guy shared that, and he goes, I couldn't have summed up America more in one fucking headline. Like,
yeah.
She's trying to get help on someone else's behalf, and she gets arrested. Like, what the fuck is going on? It's a joke. It's like, you think, you know, they'd be on the back foot a wee bit, the police, and instead they're like, nah, we're gonna double down here and just go ballistic. Everyone's getting it.
Dude, like, in front of news cameras and everything. Like, it's fucking insane.
Did you see the guy? There was like a guy taking a, you know, like a selfie photo or video or whatever, and there's a line of cops behind him, and the guy does that fucking white power sign like this.
Mm-hmm.
The cop goes like this and goes, ha, ha, ha,
yeah. Yeah.
Now, as I said, I think I said on my podcast, that's like something you would do, you know, with your black friends.
Yeah.
As a joke, because it's very, very fucking inappropriate, and everyone fucking laughs and falls about laughing. But you, even if he was having a laugh, not the time, bro.
Nah.
Like, not the
read
time.
The room.
Not the, in a fucking race riot, and you're going, as are you joking, bro? White park.
Yeah.
What are you playing at, man?
Sir, this year, it's on its lid, eh? And now they're saying Madeleine McCann's fucking, there's another new suspect in that.
What a time. It's all coming out now.
Did you see that tweet I screenshotted of that mental bastard?
Do you know who'll be putting out a single next week? Tupac. He'll be back and be like, oh, by the way, I wasn't dead. It's hiding. Oh.
Sir, someone was like, This person had screenshotted like the Big Brother logo from like it must have been the same month that Madeleine McCann went missing, and was like, if you look at the eye in the Big Brother logo of this exact month, it's the exact same as Madeleine's. And she's like, is this a signal to pedophiles or something? And I was like, holy fuck, get this lockdown lifted the fuck out. People are losing their minds.
I would say if I was in a secret society, I wouldn't be giving out any signs. I think anytime that happens, people are just seeing coincidences.
Can you imagine all the pedophiles worldwide being like, holy fuck, boys, back up shop. They've caught on.
Yeah. Take a sign off your shed. That's wild. Yeah, the fucking, I mean, it's just like, you know, you're looking at your phone and Twitter is like absolutely on fire, and then you're throwing in the mix of this, you're like, you know, you start to get your conspiracy head on, you're like, you know, what am I doing? Throwing up. You're like, is this orchestrated in some way for there to be a big second spike in fucking COVID?
Yeah.
Do you know, that would totally wipe people out, because the fucking thing was forgotten about overnight.
Yeah.
And everybody's in fucking, even in Belfast, these giant crowds of people, which, fair play, obviously you mean well. But, you know, you're not out of the woods yet, really, with fucking coronavirus. And everyone's just like, ah, fuck it, we'll be all right. We'll all just go on thousands of a stand here.
Yeah, I would actually like to fucking have went to that protest, but I was just like, I can't, like, I haven't seen anybody that isn't in my own family at the minute.
Me too. Me too, like, I think it would have been a good idea, but, as I mentioned on my last podcast, I was like, fucking charity starts at home with me for a while.
Absolutely.
You know, I can do whatever I can online to support whatever, but, like, at the end of the day, you have to take care of your own family first, like. I think. But that's the thing. You're looking at Twitter and it's madness. And then you're just looking at like a fucking 7-month-old baby and you're going, what the fuck is, what's coming up?
Yeah.
You know, for this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
It's fucking insane.
What a time to come onto the show.
And there's so many people having babies right now.
It's fucking like,
the internet's full of them.
You know what I had to laugh at was someone reposted like, the Cool FM post for them, like, what going them going off for the day, the Blackout Tuesday, and it's like, look at the disgusting comments in this post, look at the disgusting comment section. And I was like, what did you expect in the comment section of a Cool FM post?
Yeah, it's not full of fucking, you know, the intelligentsia of Northern Ireland, like.
What were you expecting, progressive dialogue?
Yeah, it's not NPR. What do we call it? It's fucking... It'll be people just go like, play the fucking song, fucking drink a coffee for your head. Or what? It's on TikTok, I seen it.
Drink a coffee for your head.
Are you laughing? Is that not the fucking lyrics?
No, but it's I eventually got it from that impression. That's the song that all the weeds post on TikTok that are like, this is my friend Haley. She doesn't know it, but I love her. And then it like cuts back to him like fake telling her that he fancies her. And then it's like, yeah. Wait till the next video to see what she said.
I know, in between that and just fucking... People with no bra on and disproportionately massive tits. I don't know why that happens on my timeline.
Algorithms broke.
And then I scroll past you know, a page that's basically the full page is all of my videos.
Oh yeah, them like all, NI clips.
Videos that I've forgotten that even exist.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I hope someone's making fucking bank off it. Like,
get that TikTok thing.
Oh, for fuck's sake! It seems to cheapen the whole thing. You know, you will see like police driving into a crowd of people, and it's got that flashing TikTok thing in the corner, and you're just like, I don't know why that seems to cheapen the whole thing, but. For some reason, it does.
Well, so there was some wee prick I seen on Twitter today where it was like, he went down to a protest and like apparently like begged a police officer to like fake arrest him so he could get a picture for his TikTok. And you're just like, and I've seen a few of them too, like that Influencers in the Wild page where it's like some doll got a picture of herself holding a fucking power tool. And then give it back to the fella and fucked off.
Oh yeah, it's like, what the fuck is wrong? I've seen posts where, you know, like some girl's like, just completed a 10K run, and she's wearing a pair of those like Fila shoes that are about that.
Oh, why?
And you're like, did you box run a 10K in those fucking shoes?
Show us a pic of the bleeding toes, or it didn't happen.
Show me your black toenails or fuck up. What about the internet?
Sir, it's, you know what I mean? It's like, a cesspool at the minute.
It's like, it's actually the... Oh, I've dropped my tea again. It's like, oh yeah, this t-shirt's getting sacrificed. It's the purge, like. It's just fucking... It's just fucking nuts.
Like, I literally am at the point now where I'm, like, limiting myself on how much I'm on my phone.
You have to. You really have to, like. I don't know why I did it, but today I reinstalled Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious to see the memories, actually, but I clicked on it, and it obviously keeps all the fucking snaps you've been sent, and I haven't had it on my phone for... 4 months, like, and it was just reams of unread messages, flicking and flicking and flicking. I don't know any of the people, and it was just like such bollocks. Like,
yeah,
you know, like when you have it on your phone, you're used to checking it, and you're like, whatever. And then it went back into it, and I was just like, what is this?
Yeah,
like,
time suck.
There's so much of it is just you do not need it.
Yeah,
like, you know, I nearly feel like. You know, I was having some talks recently about sort of delegating a lot of work to people. And I honestly might just be like, get someone to handle posting on social media. And all I do is make videos. I don't go anywhere near.
Yeah, that'd be the dream.
It would be. It would just be like, it's just, like, I think honestly, if I wasn't like a comedy person and trying to sell tickets every year, I don't think I'd be anywhere near it. I would be happy enough, you know, having a wee crowd follow you on like Vimeo and making nice wee films and putting them up and just being like, oh, 8 people like that. Yes.
Yeah. I've said that before.
It just turns into fucking.
Only the fact it's like a necessity. It's like for what you're doing, kind of. It's like there's no reason to have it. I don't know why the fuck anyone would still have a Facebook in this day and age.
No, mine's. I mean, I have pages with quite a lot of likes on
them. I see them. That's why I keep them.
But they're not worth a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're regularly putting stuff up, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Those algorithms just get shit on big style. They need to go back to the early Snapchat days where, like, the amount of followers you had were, like, the amount of viewers that you got on each thing.
Yeah.
That was back in the Ulster Hall days when you could just be, like, the lads are playing the Ulster Hall, and about two snaps later, it was fucking so
good. Yeah.
Because people were directly seeing numbers. They were like, oh, shit, there's only whatever amount of tickets left, and buying them.
I know. When's your show again in the Odyssey next year?
It's the 24th of September. But I obviously put the first wave on sale on Patreon. Mm-hmm. And I sold, it was nearly 1,000 tickets.
Fuck.
On Patreon.
That's unreal, like.
But and then I put it out for general release, but it was very rushed. Like, I didn't get any video stuff or anything done.
Yeah.
Then this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is inappropriate for me to be.
Yeah, you do feel weird putting out anything.
In the middle of this, like, oh, by the way, buy some tickets.
Yeah.
Be good crack. But that's happened to me. Like, I was talking, there's a company I was working with, and they wanted me to do, it was like environmental sort of videos. Remember, they're like, live here, love here. And a while ago, it was at the start of lockdown, they were like, oh yeah, do you want to make us that video about marine litter, about straws in the sea? And I was like, don't nobody give a fuck about straws in the sea right now. You're not going to be able to go into a fucking paddling pool without it being filled with fucking rubber gloves and face masks for the next 20 years. So, like, I wouldn't fucking worry about it. I need to catch up with it. I don't know. It's fucking, it's just, nothing seems like, it's like, it can't be fucked doing anything. It doesn't seem like a very funny time. And it's, you know, it's going to be hard to be funny about shit like that.
It's fucking nearly impossible to do any. I find it hard to do any writing at all. Like, you're just like, because I think you're writing and you're like, I don't know when the fuck I'm going to get to do this.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really written anything. I've taken notes, like, but I haven't written anything down or tried to expand anything at all. Just no point doing it. Whatsoever.
See, and then we'll all be back doing stand up whatever at Lab Race, and it'll just be everyone seeing who's got the best Corona joke.
Yeah, people, for the first time ever, people will be fucking fist fighting to get on first.
Yeah.
Let me on first. I think if Mickey goes on the MC, it'll just be him fucking going with people for about 20 minutes.
Fuck, imagine going with someone, sir, to be class, eh?
It'd be weird through two masks, like, but they're all good. But you'll have way more appreciation for it, you know what I mean? Like, the most dangerous shit you can do is, like, hold someone's hand.
I fucking always appreciated it, don't I? There wasn't enough of it going by me not to appreciate it.
Fuck, I held this girl's hand.
I never took it for granted.
Yeah, locked away.
Blowjobs don't grow on trees, you know. Fuck's sake.
But money does, and you know what that gets you. Suck that.
Are you talking about as in, like, you know, success?
Epstein. Epstein.
Or you can buy money with sex. Or you can buy sex with money.
You can't buy money. With it. You know, you'll walk into the bank and slip your dick onto that piece of glass.
Get one of them wee pens with the beads and wrap it around our throat. Go put 2 G's in the fucking account.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, those pens, bro. Fuck it up.
It's needed, though. You need that shit. Argus was too liberal with it. They didn't put the fucking beads on. Sure, every cut that it was an Argus pen.
Big fucking big flex down in Oma, that. But he's like, come here out the back and opens the shed and it's just, they all fall out. Look at that. Say
ashtrays from bars, Argus pens. Fucking.
Argus do pencils now, bro. So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Save the planet.
Awesome.
I love Argus. One of my faves. That's how I like the shop. No fucking about it.
Yeah, it's not visual enough for me. I like browsing.
I laughed my bollocks off when you were like, I was like, oh shit, Run the Jewels have just released their thing. And you're like, oh sir, I'm going to go for a walk. The world is burning down. People are fucking destroying businesses. And McCann's like, here's my active fucking rebellion. I'm going to go for a walk on a golf course. Like Trump.
Also, what a shitty thing that, like, usually people are, like, fucking clanging and banging weights listening to Run the Jewels. And I'm like, oh, fuck, sir, this walk is going to get done.
Man, I'm lifting my elbows today. High knees for the boys.
Sure. I went in the walk today, and there was someone had left a fucking, now I don't know the breed of dog, but a massive fucking dog was just like by itself. So I immediately did a 180 because I'm not at that level of comfort with dogs yet.
Your shit's.
And I was shitting myself, and I was walking away from it, right? And the bastard started following me, and I'm like, oh fuck, don't run, whatever you do, don't run. And then I was walking past this like family. It was like a guy and his wife, and she was like pushing the pram, and they were looking at me as if to say, oh, it's obviously his dog. And I was getting kind of like daggers as if to say, put it on a leash.
Control your dog. Yeah.
And I was about to turn around and say, come here, do any of you know who fucking owns that thing? Because I'm shitting myself here.
Yeah. I'm about to jump in a fucking bush.
So then it was.
What sort of dog was it?
It was, sir, it was a fucking bear. It was a grizzly. And I got to the top of like these like stairs. Like, and I could see it going up the stairs as well. So I just fucking darted for it. Started sprinting for a good couple of seconds. And then came around the corner, like looked around. And then I think there was an old boy walking past me. And I've never seen someone go, fuck, should I be running too?
He laced up the high tacks ready to pounce.
Sir, I tell you, there's nothing scarier than a fucking like dog, and you're trying to get away from it. If you've the fear, like Jesus Christ.
But I mean, like I said to you before, it's like lack of knowledge with dogs. You know rightly when a dog's angry,
and it was trying a lack of knowledge too. Fuck's sake, doesn't change it. Sir, what is that?
It's a weed vaporizer.
Sir, that looks like it's part of an instant cooker.
It tastes like it's part of a... I don't even know what's working.
What do you say it tastes like? What?
What did you say it looks like a part of a what?
Instant cooker.
The fuck is that?
I've went over there and show it to you, but...
A microwave? This yolk won't even turn off now.
What flavour is it? Boiled spuds?
No, it's actual weed. A
I don't know how to turn it off.
What flavor is that? Drugs?
Nah, you put actual weed in it and it heats it up.
All right.
All right, Jesus, you wouldn't know. It goes in there, look.
Oh, fuck, that's me done. Oh, that's tip of the iceberg there.
That's such a fucking Isle Boy statement you just made about an instant character. Fuck's sake. I'm at about two bars of battery. Oh, there we go. It's working. Two bars of battery here. Did you get questions?
I did. I got a few. Hang on. 2 secs.
Have you left them in the top of the instant cooker? For fuck's sake.
Oh, Jesus Christ, now. Set me on fire, kerosene. Sorry, singing
just myself. Just a load of culties watching like Twitter all day and Facebook and all these videos and just, yeah, like literally like, fuck you, I won't do what you've done. Sleep now in the fire. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
Leroy says best hip-hop instrumental.
Since we're talking about the blacks, Jesus Christ, Leroy. That's a black guy name for sure.
Yeah. But he is not.
Is he
no,
not?
No, he is not.
I mean, you gotta think about like what do they regularly rap over on like Sway in the Morning and all that.
Yeah.
It's always like a Biggie one or something.
Yeah.
It's still Dre is the best fucking like piece of rap, like the music.
Yeah.
Is fucking incredible.
I would say again on that line of like commonly used in like those Sway in the Morning freestyles and stuff, probably Otis by Kanye and Jay-Z.
Do they use that a lot? Why?
It's a nice way to
be. Is a blinder? Is it Mobb Deep? Is a song called, the song's called like Quiet Storm or something like that?
I think I know the one you're on about, yes.
Hold on a second.
Quiet Storm.
I need to find out what the song is called. Something like that. I'm definitely... Yeah. You'll know the fucking the beat, like. Of course, 20-minute intro.
Oh yes, off the album Murder Music, spelt murder M-U-R-D-A. That is a tune.
And music spelled M-U-Z-A-K. I've heard that loads in freestyles.
Have you boys heard the conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder is blind?
Who the fuck wrote that? This is a serious conversation about Black Lives Matter.
A couple of ones giving me abuse about the fact there's no podcast yet.
Well, welcome to that sort of world.
What's the best comeback you've ever heard in a conversation amongst you boys?
I mean, Jesus Christ, like, can you think of one?
Off top, no. But I think...
To be fully honest with you, no.
Off the top of the dome, sir?
How do you fucking even track things like that?
I mean, I've heard a few blinders in, like, that Limelight green room before, like, charity gigs.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the fucking safety's off.
Yeah. It's fucking brilliant, isn't it?
That's the best part of the comedy.
Everybody's getting it, like, fucking... People are slagging Pie McDonald because he got a vasectomy and his dick and balls were, like, fucking a dog's dinner. And then... You know, Willie's getting slagged because he pretends he's disabled, and then fucking, it's like your head, whatever the fuck. It's just nonstop. I mean, if you remember a single comeback, it means that they're it's not a funny enough environment.
Yeah. It's not it's
just
regular thing.
It's just nonstop. And there's actually, that's what's so annoying about people getting so offended these days. See, when people are slagging each other and their mates, it is the best crack ever.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to do is just slag each other, like. It's brilliant.
The only thing is, though, I love that, but I also don't like roast, like set up roasts.
No.
I find, I don't know, there's a certain level of enjoyment I get from them that fades away very quickly.
Yeah, because it's hard to have one that's like just really funny and not really, really personal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you watch like the Charlie Sheen roast, it's all very funny, and then they get to the Patrice bit.
Patrice's.
And he murders, but it's so painfully true.
Yeah.
That it actually is like makes people uncomfortable because they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, shit.
Yeah. I think that's the best roast, that Charlie Sheen roast. When you look at all the ones they had on that actual panel, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's class. Like, was that the one with who was there in like a green suit? Or was it Tony Hinchcliffe? Was he on that one?
No, he did the roast of Snoop Dogg in a green suit.
Oh yeah, that was it. Sorry. I just had that visual in my head for some reason.
I actually watched it the other day too. It was like the roast of Donald Trump highlights. And I was like, Snoop Dogg was it's mad, like looking back at it now.
It's wild, the places Trump's been.
I think it was the first
Epstein's Island.
Oh, sir, how deep are you into that documentary now? Have you finished it?
I've seen it all, yeah.
I've seen it all.
It's like between that and the fucking rioting videos you're seeing, you're like, you just can't believe what you're watching. Like.
Mental.
And here, and you're just like, what the fuck is this guy? Like, just getting away with, I was going to say murder, but, you know, fucking worse than murder half the time.
I was going to show it to my law, not because she has any interest in, you know, conspiracy theories or anything like that, or injustices in the world, but she loves real estate, and there was some lovely houses in that documentary.
You know, sprawling estates, they were describing them as. Where you go in there and sprawl your asshole open. It's just like the guy, I feel like whatever he was talking about, that, what do you call the guy? I fuck his name up. It was like Wes Lexner or Les Wexner or something.
Yeah.
They referred to him as the boyfriend, and I guarantee you, he fucking sucked them off the odd time just to let him handle his money and steal money from him. He's just one of those cunts where he's like, he would do anything to get what he wanted, like.
I mean, it was a love.
We call
lovely
those end. People, they call those people champions.
You got to give head to get ahead. That's the way to do it.
Yes. Gary Vee said it.
Oh, fucking hell. Hang on, one more decent one here.
Decent question.
Someone just said, please tell us about your da. Okay. I about him blaming the floorboards on his shade. Can you boys come to a conclusion on the best comedy special of all time?
Live on the Sunset Strip. Richard Pryor, when he's in the red suit.
That's your best one?
I don't know, I just feel like, I mean, are you talking my favourite, or what do I think is the best one?
Let's do both, for the crack.
Oh, fuck. I don't know, I was just thinking of, like, the most glamorous, like, you know, peak of comedy type fucking special, and that's the one I think of, because it's so luxurious, like it looks so good.
I think it's weird to say because of how recent it was, But I honestly feel like decades from now, people will look back and at Sticks and Stones and be like, holy fuck, that was incredible.
Totally. Totally.
But then, I mean, Chappelle has numerous classics.
Like, yeah.
Killing Them Softly and all is fucking, like, I'm starting to have a lot more respect for, like, the big dogs of comedy. You know, there's so many people just chucking stuff out. Like, you're overwhelmed by specials. But, like, I've started to go back and sort of take a bit more interest. And, like, I was like, let me watch Rogan again. Mm-hmm. And then I watched a couple of his and was like, these are good. Like,
yeah.
Do you know when you're constantly like bombarded with clips, like, you know, subtitled clips of people doing crowd work and all, and you're like, when you go back and sort of look at like, okay, this was this guy's best work from that year, and it was class.
Yeah.
You know, or like go back and watch some fucking Louis C.K. or whatever, even though he's wanking all over the shop. But yeah, I'm starting to go back away and be like, have a bit of appreciation for like specials,
man. Even after I watched him on Rogan the other week, I went back and watched Seriously Funny, Kevin Hart, and yeah. It's fucking murder. Like, it's class. Yeah.
He's a fucking savage.
That's story him talking about of like Rogan asking, when did you notice like things started to change, like shift, and he talks about booking out that theater and it was like sold out and they just kept adding fucking nights, and he's yeah. like, we were there to Wednesday. Like,
what is it? We did like 16 shows or something.
Ridiculous, like.
Yeah. But yeah, it's that grind. It's like the work you put in before, and then you're ready for that break and you're like on fire.
Yeah.
Sure, we were listening to Run the Jewels today, and Maureen was like, how can they just put out, like, it's their fourth one, but it might be the best one yet? And I was like, because they had years of being good on their own.
Yeah.
Then they came together, and then it was class. You know, it's like, that's always the best way when someone's just, sure, look at Sebastian.
Yeah.
You know, what age was he when you heard of him? 45? Yeah. And funny, like, just, you can't even put your finger on what, like, you're fucking pissing yourself laughing.
Such a different way, like, how funny he is, like.
You're like, you know, I could do that same act word for word and you wouldn't laugh at it. Yeah. It's just something about him, like. But that's the good thing about comedy. There's numerous ways to do it. I put on fucking, I know she gets hammered, but I put on that Hannah Gadsby thing the other day for the crack while I was like feeding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 minutes in, she was doing like, oh, it's weird how Americans say aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, how can you give Dave, how at the same time on the same platform can you have Sticks and Stones and then also this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, step it up the fuck, like.
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
It's, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know any other genre of entertainment where there's one guy and he's so far ahead of everyone else that's silly, like.
Yeah, well, I think the way to achieve that is just be 100% zeroed in on one thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, he did a sketch show, he did his fucking one movie, and then just focus on nothing but stand-up. Just the sketch show got him so famous. That was it. It's like Seinfeld, kind of. Except Seinfeld's shit.
He's,
you know, if we're...
He's also lived a life whereby you could see how he's the best. Like, he lives like a fucking... Rogan was like, he lives like someone's writing a book about him right now. That's so true, like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know... Who said that? They were like, if you've got, like, fuck you money, you need to say fuck you a few times. Yeah. You know, it's like, you just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
It's a cool way to be. I'm nearly like that, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't take millions. It takes basically, you know, can you put, like, food on the table and pay your electric bills and, you know, put fuel in the car?
Yeah.
And buy trainers, whatever you want. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like,
yeah,
fuck you.
That's all you here. That's all you want.
I know. Easily pleased. Cheap date. That's not the attitude. You have to act like you don't. You want it, not like you have it.
I've got fuck you money and I've about 100 ding. So when I seen that Patreon money, I was like, here, fuck all the corporations.
Yeah. I'm a libertarian. See you later.
Blair and Jesus.
Hello, but it's fucking... Yeah, once you're comfortable, it's okay. That's all it takes, like. But yeah, I've got a good few plans up my sleeve about when the lockdown's over.
Ah, fuck.
When it comes to getting shit done, like. But if you have any more questions there before I slide off this seat. Hello.
What's Colin's favourite shite meal he enjoys? I think someone's referring to the fact that you're a renowned chef, but what's your meal that is like low skills but big payoff?
I love scrambled egg. I would eat scrambled egg as a side with every dinner.
I knew there was a reason we saved this question for last.
That one?
Oh, why? The rest of them was like, is Madeleine McCann hiding inside your head?
Could be. What's your shit? Well, you're a fucking...
That's like all my fucking dishes?
Yeah.
All my dishes are low skills, high reward.
Do you ever find yourself watching a video and after the video's over and the next one's loading up, you go, why the fuck did I watch that video the whole way through? I watched them. It was a day in the life of a podcast producer with the guy, you know, your guy Chin that's on like Fighter and the Kid.
Oh yes, yeah.
It was either that or it was, I had just watched that and the next video played and it was like, oh, this is my favorite like lockdown meal. And I watched this whole video and it was him making his favorite type of ramen noodles, which by the way, you can get them in Tesco's. I've had them. They're like fucking legit. But he is obviously, he's a Korean guy, and he was like, he was sort of spiking them a wee bit and jazzing them up so that it looked a bit more professional. And you want to see the fucking, like found it in a skip bucket of shit he ended up with. Like, he made the noodles and he's like, oh, I did this, and then I had some of this leftover chicken, which is sort of burnt, caramelized, and then crunched it all down and threw that in. And then it just takes a fucking left turn real hard. And he's like, and then we crack an egg in there and stir it about. And then we put in two hot dog, like, you know, fucking Frankfurter sausages and whatever. And I was just like, and I watched the whole thing and I just got to the end. I was like, I could have been watching porn or anything. What am I doing this for? And I'm watching this guy eat out of a bowl of ramen, a fucking hot dog sausage, like with chopsticks. And it's full audio, like. And I was just like, I have a child. What am I doing?
I was watching porn the other day, and it was new form of porn, Colin, which is vlog porn. So it's, you know, like a travel vlog, and then halfway through,
Casey Neistat fucking his wife.
That's basically what it is. It starts off
vlog porn,
like completely normal sort of vlog. To, like a couple.
Hey guys, I'm just gonna unbox this fucking pair of knickers here. Uh oh!
Hey guys!
Vagina!
I'm just gonna unbox this box.
Oh my god.
And it was great. It was like, you know, you get a feeling for the two of them as people. There's like a storyline there. You know what I mean? There's like progression in their character. They learn something from the trip they take, you know, and then you just get to see them fucking angry buck each other in a Premier Inn.
I gotta say, I mean, it brings a different angle. It modernizes it.
It does.
Modernizes the genre.
It does.
Wait till they're doing fucking TikToks and I take a cup of coffee in your ass. And I was just like,
I'll make a cup of coffee for your head, you bastard.
There you go. You drop a milk, take it. Vlog porn. That's hilarious. Is there all like fucking musical transitions and stuff?
No, there was none of them, but that's montages. Hilarious.
You know, people do all the fucking cuts. I would like fucking dubstep playing over it.
Time lapse of the sunset.
Just two people on a fucking electric skateboard, doggy styling. Hey guys, me again. Oh.
Just fucking doggy style for like 12 minutes, and then halfway through, just goes, "Don't forget to like and subscribe."
Yeah. Yeah, they just fuck banging each other in a changing room, and then they come out and they're like, highly recommend this TK Maxx here. If you're looking the right. Highly recommend it. Oh my god. Did you ever see the way Casey Neistat will be like, he tries to make nothing exciting, so he'd be like, okay, today I gotta go and buy a fucking whatever, and then he goes, but I'll tell you, it'd be like, we'll tell more about that later, but first, and then it cuts to the next scene. Did they do that? Today I'm gonna be sucking a cock and, you know, finishing on my face, but first, and then it cuts to
breakfast. Cuts to her.
is there like, you know the way people do those coffee montages, like boom, and then they drink it. Is it like the guy putting on a fucking Joe bag? Yeah. I wonder, do they have to set the camera up and then walk back and then just walk forward like they've never been there? And then start bucking?
Pulls the gorilla paw out of her asshole?
Yeah, finally it's getting used for what it looks like it should be used for.
Oh man, if Casey Neistat made a vlog porn, it'd be so well shot.
It'd be good, man. Yeah, I bet you they do. Like, you know, you log on, they're just like, oh shit, they got a new vlog porn up, and then one week they're just going, hey guys, today we're doing a rundown of the kit that we use. You know, this is the fucking 16 to 60 mil glass dildo that I put in my asshole. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the camera gear. Nah. Not at all.
That's just an iPhone, fuck's sake. But I would pay good money, because there's a lack of Northern Irish porn as there is. I would pay good money to see vlog porn of a couple in Northern Ireland.
If you went up that fucking Kilka mountain and bucked someone, had the energy for it after that, I'd be like, respect. Have you got a Patreon?
Getting fucking banged at Balmoral show.
It's... Yeah. Giant's Causeway edition.
That'd be the... Remor.
In the queue for the Remor.
I like sneaky fingering in the queue for Neptune and Prawn.
Yeah. Dark hedges, more like dark bushes. Terrible joke. I did a podcast the other week called Muck Sleeve, right?
The fuck's that?
Because I was saying it sounded like some sort of gay sex move, but the sun came out and I was like, oh, obviously, you know, the done thing on the first day of sun is everyone goes up the mourns.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many fucking mourns is there? And I'm probably going to get corrected on this, but one of them was called Muck Sleeve. No, sorry. The other way, they're all like sleeve donnered and sleeve whatever.
Yeah.
It was called like sleeve muck. they fully ran out of names on that one. I don't, what do you call that one? Sleeve. And he goes, what's on it? Muck. That'll do.
Slave muck.
Yeah.
Just knock a glass off the table.
No, sir, there's all this fucking ding flying around me. Cash ruins everything around me. Full fat cream.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Was it Mickey Jesus had Christ. A joke about he was like, I achieved like a childhood dream of mine and had sex on a bed of money. He's like, I got up from fucking someone and there was £2 stuck to my back.
I don't know, but it sounds so like Mickey. It's too funny. I fell asleep in Terry Key's house one time, woke up with a cock ring stuck to my back. And it fell off and hit the floor like that. And I was like, what is that? That's my fucking cock ring. Of course.
Wait, who owned the cock ring?
Him.
Terry Keyes?
Yeah.
What an unassuming character.
I thought that was common knowledge. I thought he showed everything.
That's a dark horse for a cock ring.
Yeah, it's a fucking, it's a bit, yeah, left field for him, like, isn't it? It'd be like something so unexpected, you know what I mean?
So I got, you woke up like and I was stuck to your back?
I woke up because I was, we were all, everyone was drinking in his house. And he's like, you sleep in the spare room, and I just collapsed on this bed, like, woke up the next day, and as I stood up, I just heard, like, cling, 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 and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I picked it up, which was, like, the worst. I picked it up, and then straight away, I kind of knew what it was. I didn't know it was through his cock, mind you, but I threw it in the bed. I was like, it's like, is that a fucking, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's me cock. Sure. Like, it just, he lost it. It just fell out the bottom of his trousers when he's...
Oh, sir.
Yeah, so fucked up, like. But just yeah, it's just you would never think of him having. It'd be like if you're like, oh, you know, Geddes owns a pony. You know what I mean? It'd be like so. Just so doesn't make sense at all. Do you know Mickey Bartlett loves knitting? just doesn't. Add up like a top.
That's fucking hilarious.
Unbelievable. At least we sorted out all the racial problems in the world.
No, it was
really out. It
was worth doing now.
You might have to call this podcast because I'm going to run out of battery. But we'll stay on the Zoom, you know.
Aye.
10 minutes.
Aye.
Do a sign off. Is that us then?
That's us, sir.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Don't laugh at that, this bastard. You got the KKK beard going as well.
Oh, don't chat, sir. I look like a racist right now.
Oh yeah, I have done for quite some time. But if I get a tan though, shave the beard off, Latino drug dealer.
Pick a side.
It's all good. You know what I mean? Right, we'll call it there. Well, I'll stop this camera.
No bother, sir. Thank you very much.
Sweet. No bother. Great podcasts. Hopefully the audio is better in this one.
Good luck.
Yeah.